They challenged what Ireland was doing. They said Ireland was still not implementing European legislation properly, and they lost in the High Court. But in fact, it is now accepted by the Irish authorities and by the European Commission that that decision was incorrect because Ireland had not implemented the legislation properly. So we have local people who've given their time, their energy, their money, their huge commitment to try and make sure that we do things properly. What we now have to ensure is that any decisions that were taken in that intervening period between when the European Court of Justice said to Ireland, you've got this wrong, go and fix it, between that time and now, that no decision based on wrong legislation could stand. Because if that were to be the case, Donal, it would simply mean, you know, member states could sort of do what they like and it'd make a mockery of what's going on. Why would any group of citizens challenge anything after that if they knew that even though they're right and even though they've been proven to be right, that wrong decisions can still stand? That there's something essentially wrong about that.
Effectively, Enda Craig of the Moville Greencastle Group is concerned, based on letters he's seen from EU Commission officials, that effectively the new regulations, the new regime introduced in this country will not be applied retrospectively. And even though the EU law has always been in place, the Irish government will not, in fact, be required to go back and amend the permissions previously given. That seems to be the concern.
Yeah, that's what he's very concerned about, because this has happened in other cases. And I support them fully on that, because otherwise, you know, as I said, it would mean member states could do what they'd like. They could fiddle around with legislation, pretend it was right, even when a court said it wasn't. We're not just talking here about a commission official. We're talking about the Court of Justice. It would bring the whole thing into disrepute if it were allowed to stand. So, you know, what I have written to the commission and the commissioner about is to say this, you know, decision that's in place cannot stand. Go and do it properly, and when it's done properly, then do whatever you need to do. And the Irish authorities themselves, in respect of the law and in respect of their citizens, should not go ahead with something that they know to be wrong and to be incorrect. Because if the state does that, if the state can do that and get away with it, you know, what does it say to ordinary people about abiding by the law?
You wrote to the Commission on Thursday of last week. When do you expect a reply?
Well, I'm hoping to get a reply soon, but I wait until because I wrote to the Commissioner and I also wrote to the senior officials who are dealing with this in the Commission. And it was a very strong letter, you know, to say that whatever decisions have been taken between the Court of Justice hearing and now, that if they were based on flawed interpretation of the legislation, then they must be changed. That is a very reasonable and measured thing to do. And if the Irish authorities don't do that, and they may, and I'm hoping they will, but if they don't, then the Commission should insist that they do. Because as I said, if they don't, what does it tell ordinary people? It tells ordinary people the state can flout the law. It does, and it does it again and again. And it gets away with it. And it just brings the whole thing into disrepute.